Hachette Audio presents Into the Soul of the World, My Journey to Healing, written by Brad Wetzler, read by Andrew Iden. Please see bonus PDF. One. A Mountain of a Story. The first time I heard from our writer on Everest after the 1996 tragedy, I was seated at my desk, nibbling on a green chili breakfast burrito and reading the New York Times online. My computer's screen was filled with plane crashes and small wars in far-off nations. President Clinton grappled with gay people in the military. My sunny, light-filled office on the second floor of Outside Magazine's Southwestern-themed building felt peaceful in comparison. It was just before 9 a.m. A cool morning breeze moved through my open balcony door, that clean mountain air. Across the street, I watched tourists posing for pictures next to an old train stop in the Santa Fe rail yard. Then the phone rang. I almost didn't pick up, unless I was expecting a call I rarely answered before 9. I certainly wasn't expecting to hear that voice, which I recognized as soon as he spoke. Today, author and journalist John Krakauer's first words still rattle around my head like lost dice. I would have known his efficient, clipped tone if he'd been speaking into one of those homemade toy phones made from two plastic cups linked by 10 feet of kite string, or the distance of an ocean. Hey, Brad. John? I gripped the phone tightly and pulled on the cord, trying to move it a few inches toward the door so I could take the call on the sunny balcony under the famous New Mexico sky. Big and dotted with perfect-looking clouds, the mountains rising in the distance. I wanted to feel more connected, or at least less disconnected, to this writer who had just survived the deadliest day on the world's highest mountain while reporting a story for the magazine. Wait a second. I was confused. The last I'd heard through Mark Bryant, the editor of Outside, my boss, and in those days, Krakauer's editor and primary contact on all his stories for the magazine, our writer had made it safely back to base camp after a fast-moving blizzard pounded the granite peak on a day when dozens were descending from the summit. The storm had caught the climbers off guard. Some never made it off the summit ridge, while others hurried toward their campsite down dangerous slopes in whiteout conditions. Some climbers made it back to their tents, but others became confused and lost and froze to death or fell off the mountain's steep slope. 11 climbers.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?